The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday. Minus 13 in the state of Minnesota, friends. For those that don't understand what that means, it means it's very cold in the state of Minnesota. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Bring your head to Sons of Liberty Radio with me, if you would, on Facebook. We actually just got a column published recently called School Shooters and Pharmaceuticals that published last week. We have two columns that have picked up the columns that we do. Actually, I should say we have two outlets that have picked up the columns that we do now on a weekly basis, the WallStreetShuffle.com and FamilySecurityMatters.org.
You just grab these.
They keep adding on.
Gotcha.
They keep adding on. So and you can find all those posts right at the Facebook. It's real simple. It's easily navigatable. You just go right there, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
I like
the
that.
Text there,
I like that.
That was a close one.
Yes.
I slipped right through.
Just like magnanimity, right?
Magnanimity.
Yeah, those cool words
That's
like that.
Right. Yeah. I look them up before I get on the air, and then I'm like, okay, and then I write.
Well, sure.
But I'm not supposed to tell people that, though.
But they all do that, Jake.
It's true. It's true. You know they do. Thesaurus.com.
Yes.
Okay, so TuneIn.com. Many of you have heard of that app. You can do it online as well. TuneIn has thousands of radio programs all over the country. The Sons of Liberty radio program is now on TuneIn.com. And there's also something called the Conservative Radio app. Now, I've been getting comments from people almost on a weekly basis, sometimes bi-weekly basis. This one happened to be from Michael Sinful Salone. He said, "We will be sending support to your great station soon. Thanks, guys. Heard about you on the Conservative Radio app. So glad you're on there." So if you're familiar with TuneIn.com, you can listen to the show on that. Say you're at your in-laws, you're away from the station that carries us, go to TuneIn.com. Or, as always, you can go get the phone app on Sons of
Liberty.
Well,
now, Jake, we're not sharing these with the people because we want the accolades or merit of men or the praise of men. We're just simply sharing with the people to let everybody know that it's safe to listen to the Sons of Liberty and call in.
Streamline.
Yeah.
Streamline.
Totally. Don't worry about bite your head off.
No. Well, it depends, I guess. Right. But as I continue going, we have Charles Allen Roberts, who actually just emailed us and said, thank you for standing on the rock, the truth, and for Christians around the country. I'm ashamed that Christians are too shy, it's lack of Christianity, folks, to fight for the truth and the word of God. We should prepare for a war. We are attacked from all sides. We should fight and not fear the enemies of God.
Well,
we have God on our
regardless
side.
If you believe you're in a war or not, you're already in a war.
It's upon you.
Regardless if you believe it or not, the revolution has already started, friends. We knew this in 2008. I'm going to fundamentally transform the foundations of America on the eve of 2008's election. I don't know what the American people are trying to figure. No, it doesn't. Thank you.
So
that was my point.
The Constitution? I mean, what are you exactly referring to there, bud? Well, as most of you, I don't even know if the inauguration has happened or not. I just made aware it happened today. Actually.
I just asked, as a matter of fact, Kerry just shared a picture with Bill Clinton looking at a lady, and someone thought that was cute, that our ex-president is still doing the same things that he was allowed to do for two terms back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I said to Kerry, so was the Bushes there? And she had found out that neither one of them were there. And I thought to myself, isn't it interesting that Bill Clinton's there helping this administration, which is his administration, help advocate the destruction of the republic as we know it, but yet all those Bushites out there haven't figured out that if Bushes were really in love with the American cause, well, then how come they're not there combating these two?
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Don't hear a peep about that.
No, you sure don't. Just wanted to
because
pop
they're
that
not,
balloon for you.
The only people they're at war with is you, the American people. And if that's where we've come in this day and age, then those leaders are no longer fit to be leaders. They need to be removed.
Right.
And criminal charges must happen as well.
Yeah. I'm not even paying attention, to be quite honest with you. And I'm not paying attention because I'm trying to act like it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to ignore. That's not
the case.
We
got work to do.
Thank you.
We got work
to do.
And as most of you will notice, I guess.
Every time I say thank you, do you hear like cha-ching or something like that? Like I've just got another raise?
Oh, me?
Yeah. No, the person behind you, Jake.
I can hear that if you'd like me to.
What's that?
I honestly wasn't thinking about it, but I can hear it if you'd like.
Yeah. I like that.
Is that what that means?
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching?
Yes.
Cha-ching!
Okay, we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. So I just want to sum it all up by, folks, Sons of Liberty Radio, like the page. We saw all of your likes this weekend. We appreciate it. And know also we are that nonprofit group that can utilize your support. I just had somebody actually that's going to be interviewing Bradley this afternoon. They want to talk about My War. What is My War? Well, it's the video series that we've been doing for over a decade in public schools, actually going on 15 years now. And people are now finally starting to realize after 4 years of this president that, hey, maybe we should have listened up. Maybe we should have reached the last generation.
Well, it's a good thing we got to 500,000 students that would listen to the message first and foremost, because everything we've been talking about for the last 15 years is exactly what's spearheading this country right now and the topics that are spearheading this country right now. We are dealing with the very topics that we, have been talking about. Friends, when we come back, we're going to talk about mischaracterizing Christ. Mischaracterizing Christ, what do you mean? Toning down his character, toning down his person. Who was Christ incarnate? Great stuff. I guarantee you, you've never thought about this before. Also bring in Martin Luther King and John Wesley. Matter of fact, John Wesley, because he was such a rugged dude, the man looked like he went through hell backwards. The church of the day didn't like it. They said, repaint him. He's too rough looking. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.com. sonsofliberty.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, today we're going to be kind of laid back. I'm almost careful to say that. If you'd like to be a part of the show, this is a good show to be a part of. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. John Wesley was a great field preacher back in England. And what's interesting, and Jake, go ahead and add to, take away anytime you'd like to. Just not when I'm talking. Okay?
I'll do my best.
You got it? That's
I'm
enough. That's
about
enough.
The
that's enough. Oh, you like that?
Cha-ching. Cha-ching.
Okay. So let's get over to John Wesley. So John Wesley was a field preacher back in England in the 1700s. And the man literally looked like he went through hell. Literally. He was a preacher. He was ostracized from the church, John 16. He was kicked out of the church, the professed church of the day, because he knew that it was nominal. It was lukewarm. And it was Jesus that said, "I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth." And then Jesus goes on and says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent." And it's interesting, in America today, we see these theologians that continuously tone down who Christ was incarnate back 2,000 years ago. And he is alive forevermore, but we need to understand his true character. Is he a sheep, or is he a lion? He is a lion of the tribe of Judah. And what they did back to John Wesley, getting back to John Wesley, is they kept toning down the way that he looks because he looks too rough. The church and the churches over the decades and the years and the generations and the centuries didn't like the way that John Wesley looked, so what they did is they said, let's repaint his picture. What they did is they took his death mask, and they didn't use that anymore. They got rid of the death mask, and what they started to do is paint a effeminate-looking John Wesley. They wanted him soft-looking. The Wesleyans, the Methodists did. And so they preferred a preacher that looked just like them to meet the times. And it's also interesting when you go to Martin Luther King Jr. as well. Civil rights leader, prophet of God, he really was. Love him or hate him, you can't take away the righteousness of the Spirit that was in his life. He did have his faults, just like David did. The man after God's own heart. But with Martin Luther King Jr., Chuck D, a rapper, said, you know, it's interesting how over the years people keep trying to tone down Martin Luther King. And he said Martin Luther King Jr. was radical. Oh, he was totally radical.
He had to be.
For truth. He was very grounded, very sound in what he did. He didn't get weird. And for those that don't know the history of Martin Luther King Jr., and those that would attack Martin Luther King Jr., it was none other than FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover that was continuously inundating him with false information, the American people, to begin to hate Martin Luther King Jr., calling him a communist, so on and so forth. And we know this firsthand because me and the other guy have spent much time with Andrew Young, Sam Kyle, Roger Wilkins, all these people that were in the civil rights movement. So we heard firsthand the characteristic and the personality of Martin Luther King and who he really was. But when we get to Christ, we see how people are continuously mischaracterizing Christ. And yet when we read in Scripture who he was, the Bible says, you know, because they want to make him effeminate. And when you look at his pictures, you go into the churches of the day, they're effeminate looking pictures. They're repulsive. It's like, man, that's like weird looking. He looks like a pansy or a femme. That's really what they're trying to do, is to paint him that way so people characterize him that way. When in fact, it's exactly the opposite. For example, friends, listen to this. In Matthew 7:29, it says that Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. He didn't talk like the religious people of the day. He spoke as one having authority. That was in part of the reason why they killed him, because they knew he really did have the authority of God, and he moved in the power of the Spirit of God, a work of faith with power. And it also says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, it says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" Listen carefully, friends. "Be not deceived, neither fornicators," sex before marriage, "idolaters," adulterers, "nor the effeminate." Nor the effeminate, the way they have Christ looking and talking and acting today. Well, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:9 and verse 10 that they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, we're talking about the Son of God, who is not effeminate. But again, people take him. Hollywood loves to do this.
Yep.
Hollywood loves to demonize priests and pastors and preachers as being weak and the devil stronger. Well, just keep in mind, everything the enemy operates through, friends, is deception. Just like this devil in the office. I mean, you see exactly what he's about. Everything he does. I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama, who acknowledges Satan through his master Saul Alinsky. This is true stuff, friends. I'm not making this up. But he acknowledges Satan, the great rebel. But to get back to Christ here, it's interesting that Scripture contradicts the way people have Christ mischaracterized. Like Jesus is walking around. I say this with all due respect, just to adapt to the ignorance of the American people to believe that Christ is this way. That Jesus is walking around with pink little booties on, smacking sheep on the backside. When in fact, that's not the case at all. Not at all. As a matter of fact, friends, there was one point where they actually wanted to make Jesus Christ the king. Speaking in contrast of effeminism. Well, if he was effeminate, do you think they would have wanted an effeminate king ruling over them?
No. I think the best analogy is that he would have never been crucified had he been a effeminate king.
Thank you.
And the only way Herod got there, who was
rumored as being
effeminate,
yes,
because it was through the bloodline.
That's right.
You don't get that way being a leader.
John 6, verse 15 says, "When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king," listen to this, and this is for all the ignorance in the world of theology. You know, because we hear some people talk about how Christ was, you know, arrogant, or he wanted to be king, or why do we have to bow to him? Wait a second. If you look in Scripture, friends, when they wanted to make him king by force, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. He wasn't putting himself in that position. God was, through God's methods, not man's methods. Completely contrary as to the way men will set things up. Here's another point. Case in point. Jesus at one point in Luke chapter 9 said, "Who do people say that I am?" to his disciples. I love this. Some said John the Baptist, but some say Elijah. Elijah's the one that called the fire down from heaven, friends. John the Baptist is the one that came in the wilderness crying. Not crying like weeping like a baby. He was crying, warning the people to flee from the wrath to come.
Crying out.
That's right. Knowing and constraining himself by the love of God. But listen to this. He asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? They answering said, John the Baptist. But some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. But we see in Scripture, friends, that the prophets were sent to slay. They were sent to point the finger, to confront. You know, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences. And it was also Charles Spurgeon that rightly said, the whole purpose of the preacher is to slay sin. Talking about the mischaracterization of who Christ was in the flesh incarnate 2,000 years ago and who he is today. The apostle said of Jesus Christ that men say that, and they compare you to John the Baptist, and some say Elijah, and others say one of the old prophets is risen again. And he said unto them, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answering said, the Christ of God.
Whew.
Amen. They understood the authority of Christ. Nowhere can you find in Scripture, folks, Jesus Christ piddle-paddling or playing games with men in their sin. Nowhere. Nor can you find in Scripture Jesus Christ ever telling anybody that he loved them, ever. He only demonstrated his love, 1 John 3:18. What about his resurrected state? I love this one. Revelations 1, speaking of the mischaracterization of Jesus Christ and who he really was and who he really is. Revelations 1, verse 13 through 18. And in the midst of the seven candles, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps of the golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Isn't it interesting, the modern church, friends, in America? You know, those that have these visions of Jesus. And,
I went to heaven.
Yeah, and Jesus walked in the room and we had a conversation. And they stood up and they had a conversation with Jesus. Every account in Scripture, angels or the Son of Man show up. Guess what happens? You hit the stinking dirt, friends. And fear overcomes you. Unlike the mischaracterization of Jesus Christ in the way that men want to paint him today. It's just not true. I'm giving you the facts. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to come back and talk about the mischaracterization of Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like it, if you would. And or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, which is double E. Jake, go ahead and share.
Just going to share that you were talking about the vibe that most modern-day Christians, how they've, you know, they've taken the Wesleys of the world.
Professed Christians.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Many of them out there, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him.
Right.
How many Christians, as you say, can even recite three of the Ten Commandments?
That's right. You know, and the Bible says the broad is the way. Many people will enter in that way. Now, the average, you know, foolish atheist or the average agnostic or Satanist isn't trying to go in any way to God. When the Lord is referring to wide and broad is the way, and many go therein, he's speaking of those that think they're going towards heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many of them. And I was just thinking about this, you know, the parallel of Jesus that the professing church actually preaches.
Like the WWD and what would Jesus do, rather than what has Jesus done and commanded?
That's right. And what's he doing right now? You go back to Christian stations and you listen to a variety of Christian music. Now, obviously, we have a band, JunkyardProphet.com. Bradley's a drummer in that band. And so we get to mingle from time to time with other Christians and Christian artists. And folks, you can just feel the ick on the music you turn on the station.
Yeah.
You can just feel it. It's like you loathe it, you despise it. I remember when I first became a Christian, I brought in all my old school albums, you know, and I'm listening to them and they say, well, you can't listen to that here. I'm like, well, so then what can I listen to? Because I love music. And so they'd flip me these Christian CDs and I was like, this is disgusting. I'd rather listen to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that ultimately, and you see there's a crowd of people that are buying these albums. That's why they sit out there, and that's the broad way.
Well, they said they were Christians, you know.
Yeah, you know, they exalt Jesus.
Yeah, they sure do. And what they do is, because we played with several of them, there's a complete denial of him in their personal lives.
Sure.
And there's only a profession, and yet it was Jesus himself that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And that's exactly what you see. It's the overall tone to the professed Christian scene. It's an absolute joke.
Yeah.
And it's repulsive. It is repulsive. And then everybody equates their Christianity to them Christian bands.
Yeah.
When in fact it's a lack of Christianity.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't leave the excuse, because a lot of people think, yeah, you're right, man. Christian music, terrible. That's why I still listen to secular music. No, I don't barely listen to any music at all.
Secular means without God, yeah.
That's literally the term. So it's like when we go, for instance, we travel a lot, we rent a car, we go through the dials to see, you know, the talkers that are on and things like that. And you don't have to know the stations because you're in a completely foreign land, but the second you hear the in the love and the magnify his name, you can feel the vibe on these artists. And you know, yep, that's the Christian station right there. Professing Christian station again. But then when you hear those that have a fire, they're pushed to the corner, they're ostracized. Listen, if you're on fire, everybody in town knows it. I mean, when a structure's burning, people say, hey, look, there's the smoke. Let's go find the fire. There it is.
Yep.
You don't have to hide it.
Yep.
And if you're really walking in with Christ, it's just no different than Christ. He would oftentimes, when the crowds would come, he'd have to separate himself and retreat into the mountain.
If he didn't bring the sword to divide the people.
That's true, and he would do that as well, too.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking for the crowds, but the crowds naturally went to him, just like we're talking about MLK. They went to him. Why? Because he was walking in the demonstration of the Spirit of Christ.
Well, the Scripture tells us that where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto him. But back to your original thought, Jay, Mark Twain said this, and he was really facetious, this guy was, but he said, if Christ were here, there is one thing he would not be, a Christian. No, really, if you put that into perspective, friends, that's blasphemy, is really what it is. What he should have said, if Christ were here, there is one thing that he would not be. He would not be a hypocrite. He never has been and he never will be. It's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error, friends. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then love heals, and then falsehood that comforts and then kills. That's exactly right. Let me tell you something, friend. It is not love and it is not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. Remember, a false balance is an abomination, friends. It's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It is impossible to find anyone in the Bible who was a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. John 7:7, John 15. It's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with a multitude. It is better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with the lie. There is only one gospel, and Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. That's great. I just totally love that.
Thomas Jefferson.
I really do.
Thomas Jefferson, because you brought up Mark Twain. And think of what Jefferson said, that he said it with much more, I would say, reverence and respect to the name of Christ. And I get why Mark Twain was saying it, because so many people profess Christianity. Hey, it was the same thing back in the day with Jefferson. He was in the state of Virginia. The Anglican Church made the state religion Anglican. You had to be. Here you had these professing hypocrites, these wolves that didn't even wear sheep's clothing, forcing people. And I think only a fourth of the people in Virginia were Anglican anyway. But you would be fined. You could be thrown in jail. Some people beaten. He steps up to the plate and says, I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be. This is Thomas Jefferson. Sincerely attached to his doctrines in preference to all others.
Yeah, Thomas.
In other words, exemplifying that many people profess Christianity, and that's where these, you know, these secularists, the atheists come in and say, Jefferson was an atheist. No, he was against hypocrisy.
Well, that's because the American people haven't studied out their past, Jake, and their history, and if they studied it out, these atheists wouldn't have a stinking step to stand on any sense of the word. And they don't when they know that they're talking to somebody that knows what they're talking about.
And they blame hypocrisy of Christians.
Yep.
Or the Pope. Look at all the people
they killed. Hey, on Judgment Day, though. Hey, God, you know all those guys that they called themselves
bad
Christians.
People.
Well,
yeah.
You know, the Lord's going to look at them and say to them, you have the same Bible.
You got it.
Yeah.
And who rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ?
Nobody.
That's why he went to the cross. He was crucified by those that were religious hypocrites.
Let me get back to the mischaracterization of Jesus Christ. One of the things I wanted to talk about, too, because I've already shared with you people that he wasn't an effeminate, because that's how they try to make him out to be. They try to lower the level or the radicalization of who he was, or the radical that he really was. You have to be radical to do the things that he did. And any real leader does. You can be radical for righteousness, friends. Just because you ever notice when you equate the word radical, yeah, right away you think rebel or disobedient. Yeah, and that's not true at all. If the American people spent as much time being radical for their truth, standing up for who we are, knowing their foundations and their documents, we wouldn't be where we're at today.
Right.
Because you're allowing a radical to stifle who you are through illegal means. That's exactly what we're dealing with. But case in point, Jesus, when he asked his apostles, who do men say that I am? Jesus, or the apostles said John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. Others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. Peter was asked. He answered Jesus, and he said Christ of God. The next thing that people just kind of overlook when it comes to the things of Christ. Go ahead.
So they brought up the fact that he was John the Baptist, perhaps resurrected. It seems to me John the Baptist didn't die of old age. John the Baptist confronted Herod.
He was 33 years old. Yeah.
That's right.
And all of the other evils that he committed.
All of his evils. That's right. It wasn't just his adultery with Herodias. It was all of his other sin. So here you have a man who is radical. Listen, he was of the lineage of the priests, of the Levitical order. He could have played his political career and maybe even got in and became a high priest.
You're talking about John the Baptist. That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
So John the Baptist, who is radical for all the right reasons, separates himself in the wilderness. People came to his light where he was.
Yep.
He confronted kings. And
not to the Pharisees. That's why the Pharisees were envious of him.
He pointed at the Pharisees and said, what are you doing here?
That's right.
You vipers, you serpents.
That's right.
You snakes.
Yep. And then he said, that lay the axe to the root of the tree. Why deal with all the branches is what he was saying.
That's
just drop sin right now.
You know, when he calls them vipers, I don't think people understand. When you say viper, what was it in the Garden of Eden that deceived Eve?
Snake.
It was the serpent, the snake.
Yeah.
So to the Hebrew culture, they're looking at snake as you just called us Satan.
Yeah.
It wasn't just saying, oh, you little snake, you know, No.
You Satan. Do the biddings of your fathers, exactly what he's saying.
Yes, John the Baptist did. And so then they're not confusing, but they're liking Christ unto John the Baptist, who's the radical point of the finger. Because oftentimes we think of John the Baptist was the radical one. Jesus came in with mercy and compassion.
I was never told that.
John the Baptist was extremely, radical. And then Jesus comes in with the mercy, compassion, love, right?
Make straight the ways and the paths of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it interesting, too, another side note to John the Baptist. I mean, the dude had long hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had camel's hair. He ate locusts and honey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not like a normal, typical churchgoer.
No.
How do you tone that one down, Jake?
They got to go to the...
Or what about Jesus having long hair because that was a custom, and that was the custom of the Nazarenes,
mm-hmm.
rocker dudes. And I say that with all due respect. I'm just following in his footsteps, that's all. I'm trying to justify myself. With John the Baptist, what was he doing? He was baptizing people in the water, dead to the world, alive to God through Jesus Christ.
Repentance.
As he was pointing his finger to the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Also keep in mind that they were confessing their sins in the water before they went down to baptism. Why was that, friends? They were confessing their sins so others would hold him accountable to his walk before God. That's real love. That's not weird. That's real love. I asked the pastor one day, how come you don't do that anymore? Right when I first got saved 17 years ago. Oh, we just don't do things like that. You know, Jesus looks like me now. He looks just like us. Well, that church is gone now. History.
Yeah.
Either you're going to be baptized as unto God or God will baptize it through condemnation.
And that's what I'm talking about.
You're going to eat the fruit of your own ways.
The modern thing is, John the Baptist was the guy who was screaming and, he was wild, he was radical. But then when Jesus came in, he kind of leveled the playing field, made everything better and easier.
You've got to put the numbers up on the screen for
it. So then you've got John the Baptist.
No, there's nothing up.
Doing what he's doing. Christ
comes
in.
There's nothing up.
And they're saying both are two and the same. They're one and the same.
Yes.
Of course.
One and the same, John.
They're the same spirit, and they lead to ultimately the same fruit.
Yes. Gotcha. We're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com talking about the mischaracterization of Jesus Christ. We're back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When in fact, friends, Scripture says just the exact opposite. Deuteronomy 18:15, the Lord thy God will raise up thee unto a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him shall you listen to carefully. Who said that? Moses, the man that received the Ten Commandments, Jesus Christ. What does the Bible talk about Jesus Christ? I didn't come to abrogate the law. I didn't come away to do it, the law of God. I didn't do that. I came to what?
Fulfill,
yes. And Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, Romans 15:8. Yes, okay. Folks, we got a phone call up, and we're going to take it in about 2 seconds here, but I just wanted to make sure people understood that to tone down the character of Jesus Christ is unscriptural, and if the American people would read their Bible, they would begin to act like him, and they would the enemies of God and the enemies of America would soon meet their match. And then some, because my Bible tells me, David, by my God, I will go through a troop. By my God, I will go through a wall. It is God that subdueth the people from under me. Those that rose up against me are no longer able to rise up against me any longer. When you read Deuteronomy 18 or 28 and you read the promises, it's absolutely interesting how God continuously gives the people of God the victories as long as they continuously cleave unto him. When they begin to depart from their God, they begin to get in trouble, and then America wonders why we're at today. Why are we here? Well, we're here because the American people aren't reading the Word of God. They don't know the character of Jesus Christ. He's a man of war, friends. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the captain of the host, the one that led Joshua through the wilderness to bring in the children of Israel to the promised land, and he was the one that gave him the victory time and time and time and time again. But look at the Lord told him at the beginning. he commanded him to keep the laws of God in every sense of the word, that they might prosper. And when they fell away from that, they got in trouble in the book of Judges. End of story. We got Jeff online. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for calling in, Jeff.
Hi, how are you doing today?
We're doing great. Now, listen, we got the recording. Now, do you want me to play the recording first, or do you want to tell the story first?
I'll tell the story first.
Okay.
All right, cool. So I'm out working on the pumps, talking with a young lady, and the lady that's working the gas station is out doing a round to the pumps. So while I'm talking, it happens to be one of the lady's friends, and she comes over and interjects in the conversation. And the lady that's working at the gas station, her name's Jen, hands the gal that I'm talking to in the car one of our One Heart magazines. She'd already been up to a table.
Hey, Jeff, can I interrupt for one second? Jeff is one of our street team members, and they set up at different retail outlets, gas stations. We have a little table, and we pump gas for people as a courtesy. We pass out gospel tracts. So the woman that Jeff is referring to right now is one of the people, one of the hundreds of thousands per year that we run into out there through multiple states across the country, is one of the people that Jeff was able to actually be a witness to or be a light to and speak with.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Jake. So, so she says no problem after she gives the One Heart magazine to this customer and says, I just want you to pray for my daughter. And so we step aside, and she starts telling me some information about her troubled teen that's in the hospital in a coma. She's 13 and has just been down some rough roads. So she said, that's all I want is for you to pray for me. Just promise you will. And I said, well, why don't we pray right now? So we did, and it was a pretty extensive prayer. You know, the power of God, awesome. And she had tears in her eyes. And, you know, throughout a few days, the team had ministered to her slowly but surely, and she was just attracted to the things of God.
Amen. I want to interject something really quick, because we've been talking about the mischaracterization of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's in the New Testament, in Romans 13, and in Malachi 3, it talks about, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. And the Bible tells us, friends, that he's faithful unto a thousand generations to those that respond to him and his commandments. It's interesting when you do a little homework on the enlightening preachers such as Charles Finney, John Wesley, and the such, that a lot of these guys, when they first got into the church, people would go up to them and say, hey, we want to pray for you. And in particular, Charles Finney looked at the church members and said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourself don't even get your prayers answered? So what we're doing is we're contrasting that with Jeff, and we're saying, listen, we're not talking about nominal Christianity. We're talking about the real deal. Our street teams are out there in the face of hundreds of thousands of people in several states across the United States. And Jeff is telling us the story of one lady in particular who, a little girl, was in a coma, and Jeff said, can I pray for you? I'm getting an anointing right now. I'm a witness. And Jeff prayed for her. What happened, Jeff?
There's a calming that came over her, and she just said, you know, thanks a lot. And the prayer was awesome. You know, sometimes you go into prayer, you just have no idea where it's going to go. But it was definitely a powerful prayer. She went from crying to actually being calm. And she ended up telling me a lot of stuff about her daughter, actually.
Well, let me play the piece. We got a phone call this week, friends, and this is her calling in. I'll let her tell you. Go for it.
My name is Jennifer Steele. You had two gentlemen and a lady that were at the Road Ranger on East Riverside in Loves Park, Illinois, for the past couple of days. And I told them a story and was hoping they'd pray. I would like those people to know, thank you so much for praying for my little girl. She came out of her coma. They don't know how much brain damage that she had. But she's speaking, and I wanted to thank them so much for praying for her. But I appreciate it so much. Thank you. I take trouble deep. I try to help. And I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You mean, so are you telling me then, I mean, so there's a transformation of power from the King Most High, yeah, who answers prayers, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil? You mean that same Jesus that makes blind people see and deaf people hear, and the lame walk and the lepers cleansed and the dead to be raised? and that sickness and all manner of disease is under the name and the authority of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You mean he's still that same way today? Yep. To those that take heed to what he said. He always bears witness. Jeff, I'll give you the last word.
Well, it's just awesome to be able to be that light for people and just faithfully pray. I mean, God's gift is for everyone if they shall receive it.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for your call, Jeff. We appreciate it. Jeff's out on the streets today, friends, confronting the world because he loves God.
Bringing that light.
With their sins. Read Exodus 20. Let the law of God drive you to the foot of the cross. The law can do no more. Christ can do everything. Put your faith in him. Read the word of God. Obey it and grow thereby.
If you don't know, folks, we have street teams that are out there daily, and we are actually hiring for these street teams. So if you or somebody you know is looking for work and wants to be full-time preaching the gospel and a number of other things that you hear on this show every single day, traveling, etc., you can go to our website at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Now, isn't it interesting, Jake, that we actually have people, radicals, that try to shut us down and mischaracterize the ministry?
Oh, yes.
And these are the kind of things that are happening out there.
Yep.
We've heard of little girls getting saved and then getting killed a year later in car accidents out on Highway 35. We hear stories all the time of the power of Christ touching people's lives. We get emails all the time talking about how it's the Spirit that runs through them. And let me tell you this. God needs sanctified vessels. He needs consecrated vessels, those that are set apart unto him. And let me just tell you this. It says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Put that into perspective. Seek his face. He promises in Jeremiah 29:11-13, that if you seek him with the whole heart, you will find him. And God, friends, is not a man that he should lie. He's still exhibiting who he is through his servants in this earth today.
And we're taking him at his word.
Amen.
Folks. Our street teams is just one channel that reaches hundreds of thousands of people every single year. You can be a part of that. You can also be a part of donating to this ministry. Because we're a nonprofit, we rely upon the generous gifts of people like you that are listening today. If we were on the air and we weren't doing the will of God, then I would never ask you for a nickel or a dime. I would rely upon my sponsors and marketing, etc. But we are, and we're working with you. And folks, if you don't have the opportunity to bear fruit, if you work a full-time job, your schedule's very busy, and you're doing what you can, but you say, hey, there's more that I can do. I can sow into a ministry. I can give money somewhere. This is fertile ground, folks, because it's producing testimonies like you just heard on the radio. A young woman goes to a gas station and meets our street teamers. Now, most people think they got to go to church to find God. No, we're going out and finding people and bringing God to them. And folks, you can be a part of that. You can be a part of that fruit. And we encourage you to be. With your donations, go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the banner that's on the left-hand corner. It's diagonal. It says, support our cause for justice. There's a multitude of ways you can support. You can get things back, DVDs, books, that One Heart magazine that Jeff was just referring to. Thank you so much for prayerfully considering that and acting upon those donations.
He's not the God of the dead, friends. He's the God of the living. Let me say it again. He's not the God of the dead, friends. He's the God of the living. Mark 12:27. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, and we're here for you. This is your show, my friends. We can win the day, but we got to put the banner back up. No king but King Jesus. See you in 23.
In Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.